The Burt Show.
All right, let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I have been so excited to continue the lore of Gypsy Rose Blanchard ever since I saw multiple headlines hit last week during our vacation. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we'll start with the first thing that's happened. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard, if you don't know who she is, she had a whole Hulu show about her while she was locked up in prison. We forced her to like pretend to have some kind of disease so that they could scam people out of money and trips and pity. And of course, that was a form of child abuse. And
she didn't know at the time that she was sick or not sick.
Yes. Her mom was like, you're sick, you're sick, you're sick. And she's like, okay, I guess I am sick. And then once she got older, she's like, wait, I'm not sick. And I want to like be a full grown human.
Which is crazy how long it went on and doctors involved. And she was shaving this little girl's head and they were pulling out teeth. And she went through, her mom put her through a lot of treatments and a lot of procedures that she had no business, like, she didn't need them at all.
And she was how old at the time?
I mean, she was a little girl.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was from the time she was born until, you know, she was in her late teens. And she
could walk and forced her to be in a wheelchair.
Is that right?
Yeah, she couldn't have sugar, all of this crazy stuff.
And how'd she end up in jail?
And so she ends up meeting this guy online and forms a relationship with him and conspired together to kill her mom. So that's how she ended up in jail for about 10 years. So she recently got out, but while she was in prison, homegirl was getting busy. She was engaged twice. She actually got married to one of the guys. So when she got out of prison, finally her and this guy, Ryan, got to be together. And so it's been 3 months since her release and they've already broken up. And in that time, she got back together with one of her ex-fiancés from while she was in prison. They got matching tattoos together. And now Gypsy Rose's soon-to-be ex-husband, Ryan, has spoken out about how he feels about all this. He said, you know, you're going to have to watch it on their Lifetime show. Mm. And he's doing fine. He's watching WrestleMania.
Hey, everybody. I just want to say thank y'all for the support and the nice messages I've been getting from people. I'm at a friend's watching WrestleMania right now. It's great. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've been a wrestling nerd for a long time. But I need to shave. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. Y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot. So stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. If you support me, follow me. I will post more stuff eventually. I'm just hanging in. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody. And, you know, God bless.
So the Lifetime show that he's talking about is going to be called Gypsy Rose Life After Lockup. So we are going to get to see all of this pan out, I think, as soon as the summer is the date that I saw, because that's not it. Because now my twin, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who's out on the town dating, also got, like your girl did, a rhinoplasty. So now she has matching tattoos with her ex and is currently holed up in bed with a cast on her face because she decided to, you know, get a whole new look for this new life that she's living.
Yeah, she has to look good now because she's gotten all these TV shows, right?
Yeah.
So it's a completely different deal.
So I've just been so invested because I cannot wait to watch this all pan out. And I just love seeing my girl live her best life because it's so chaotic and it's a new headline every single week.
Because she's finally getting to live her life. Like, she did a surgery that she wanted to do, not a surgery her mom forced her to do. I think this is her, like, regaining control of a life that she never had control of. Because even, I mean, her mom still was, like, the Munchausen's by proxy. And then she murders her mom with her boyfriend and immediately goes to prison. So she's never been free.
All right.
She's literally never been free. Her mom had her in prison and then she was in actual prison. And now she's out and gets to like live her life the way she wants to.
I didn't know that's why she was in prison. That's news to me just now.
Oh yeah. Like when she was in prison, there's like, there's a Hulu series and, it's not a documentary. It's like an actual like scripted series. And it is so good. Patricia Arquette plays the mom who like, you know, the mom of Gypsy Rose. And obviously it's scripted, but it's based on a lot of facts. And it is, the story is so messed up. from beginning to end, from where she meets this guy and then convinces him to come over and to kill her mom.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not even a true crime fan. And when I tell you I binged it like in one day, I was obsessed with it. It came out when I was in college. All right. Kristen Cavallari's younger boyfriend is responding to her saying she might be ready for kids with him. I'll talk about it more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.